The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and today's Investor Spotlight features Dr. Julius Omi and Leslie Awasam from episode 107. And today it's all about how they are able to pull the resources of their community and invest in multifamily real estate properties, upwards of 100 plus units, y'all. So this is all about their story and how they came to really tap into the resources of the community and do what they have been doing in the southeastern United States. Super, super dope to see people working together. But this is an amazing, amazing spotlight. So let's get into it. Dr. Julius Omi and Leslie Awasam, episode 107. Let's get into it.
Multifamily, large multifamily is something our community just is. It seems like it's almost intangible, right? You see that big building, you see that big complex, and most people probably wouldn't even think me and a group of people I know could own that one day. So can you talk about just multifamily investing in general and why it's something that you two were, that the company, you three were interested in? Just love to hear more about the why.
That's a great question. I mean, in our dialogue, I had mentioned to you that that was one of the main reasons why we felt like this was something that we must do. I mean, when we started to go to a lot of conferences, we quickly realized that we were in the significant minorities, not just as underrepresented minorities, but certainly also as healthcare professionals. You know, we were seeing a lot of CPAs, we were seeing a lot of lawyers, we were seeing a lot of MBAs, we were seeing, you know, a lot of finance folks, but we weren't seeing a lot of healthcare professionals. Also, we were seeing a lot of other folks from different other ethnicities, but we certainly did not see too many of us. So we quickly realized that, and we at that point already knew the amazing wealth growth capabilities of this large multifamily assets. I'll give you an example. We bought a property in April 2021 for $12.5 million, right? April 2021, in November of 2021, we got a broker's opinion of value. That's a BOV. It's essentially kind of getting a sense of what a broker thinks the property is worth now. And usually in this day and age, typically the property actually sells for north of whatever that value is. Guess what it was? About $17.5 million. Yes, 7 months later.
Wow.
So tell me, what other asset class, right? What other properties, what other asset class is going to do that for you in a low, below average risk way, in a above average return manner, with significant tax benefits? You know, when we start talking about things like cost segregation and bonus depreciation and all the different tax benefits of multifamily real estate, right? What other asset is tangible, right? Like this. And what other asset also allows you, as you're making money, to be making a significant difference in the lives of other people? You're creating beautiful places for people to actually live. You're improving the value, the quality of people's living conditions, you know, and you're contributing to this improving their quality of lives while you are also doing fantastically well monetarily. So, I mean, it just hit all the spots for me. I mean, just from that example alone, but that's what we can do in multifamily. But obviously, when I initially, you know, started reading about this, I'd look at a $20 million property or a 100 unit apartment complex. I didn't think it was possible. It wasn't in my realm of possibility to go ahead and acquire that, right? But then after I started learning about apartment syndications and the possibility of us pulling our resources together, all we just needed to do at that point was build the team to do it. And Leslie kind of undersells himself and Tenny, my partner, a little bit because they're super humble folks, but this guy's a powerhouses. And they actually approached me to be a passive investor in a deal. So they didn't approach me to be an active investor technically. But when I read the deal and I was like, wow, this existed. And I thought I was a sophisticated investor and was, you know, angel investing and buying single family homes and had a small stock portfolio that didn't do that great, but, you know, still felt like I knew I was doing all the 401ks, 403bs, 457, whatever, all those nice numbers. I was maxing them out, you know, had my Roth IRA, the backdoor IRA, you know, whatever my financial advisor was telling me to do so that I could get the 1% asset management fee, I was doing, right? But I was like, how come this was not in my realm of possibility? Why was this not, you know, in front of me all this time? So quickly, I realized that there was an opportunity here to educate others about this. And so that was when, in that 2-hour call, when we decided to go on this journey together, we quickly realized that our goal is not only just going to be to create wealth for us and our families. Our goal is going to be to also educate as many people as would listen to us in our communities, our respective communities, and allow them to come along with us on this journey. Because we don't want to be there alone at the top. We want other folks like you, Sam, like other folks like you and me to be there with us so that we can, in a couple of years, talk about taking down a $1 billion building. You know, you and I just feel like, okay, well, you know, we'll just bring together a couple of our friends and buy that. Because now that I know it is possible to buy, actually with the property that we have under contract right now, will be about $125 million in asset under management. Wow. By the end of this month. So I know it's possible to buy $125 million of real estate in less than 2 years. So for me, there's no end to the possibilities. You know, the sky is not our limits. As far as I'm concerned, I think it's just the beginning of our journey. So we have very bold goals. We have very big goals and we're very clear minded about how we are hoping to achieve it. And part of that process is what brings us here today, because we got to educate our community. We got to get folks in our community to start to let down a little bit of that guard that we've all been conditioned to have. Like, you have to kind of keep that money in the bank, you know, and walk in and let the bank manager, you know, bow down to you and say hello to you and make you feel a little good about your money that's losing value, you know, year in, year out in that account, you know. The bank takes that money, puts it to work for you, makes about 20% on it and gives you about 0.09%, you know, in that savings account. And you think you got something. Why don't you diversify it a little bit? Why don't you put that money to work so that it could at least match up with inflation so that it doesn't lose value? Why don't you put that money to work a little bit, maybe in a syndication, so that you're not only matching inflation, you're surpassing it? You know, most of our deals have an average annual returns of between 15 and 25%. You have cash flow of at least 7% typically annualized. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer, you know, but obviously with every investment, there's some risks associated with it. And I completely understand those that are a little bit risk averse, because at least they say, you know, even if I lost the value of my money in my bank, it's still cash for me and it's security. And I understand it. But I do think that beyond the classic, you know, emergency funds and maybe a little more if you need to have that extra security blanket, we in our community need to start learning to put money to work. Mm-hmm. And when you put money to work, that money accelerate the growth of that wealth starts to accelerate. And for those of us that do have high paying, you know, skill work like me, you know, I consider myself a highly paid skill worker, even as a surgeon. And I cannot pass on my highly paid skill work to my child or to my offsprings or to my family when I go. But you know what I could pass on to them? Assets. So, yeah. I mean, I could go on about this because I'm so passionate about it. And so, but the fact is we need to wake up in our community and we need to realize that we need to start investing in one, educating ourselves so that we can start getting comfortable with investing in these types of assets, right? And then we need to start thinking that we should be thinking about collaborations, right? Because you want to go fast, go by yourself. But you want to go far, you go with others. And that's what we've done as Excite Capital, is that we have gone with others, each other first. And then once we've formed that core, that tripod, now we are bringing even further, additional people with us. We're saying, come with us on this journey, if you will. And we will do everything in our power to make sure that we are good stewards of your investment. And not just that, but to also teach you how to do this if you are so interested. If you want to be a passive investor, fantastic. We'll put your money to work for you. You want to learn how to do it and do the same thing? Guess what? We have an abundance mindset. We want as many Excite Capitals out there as could be. We believe there's more than enough out there for all of us to be super happy and super successful. So we are an open book. We want to share what we got. And if you ask people in our communities, they will say the same thing. So, yeah, Leslie, you have any other additions to that?
Just to add that it's interesting that when we learned about this, you talked about the banks, like some of the properties that we go after, the competitors that the people we're competing after are banks, you know, insurance company, all the big asset, wealth funds, you know. That's how they make money, by investing in this cash producing assets. And you also mentioned that appreciation aside, you know, this assets cash flow, at least the assets that we buy, the cash flow from day one. So it's a very good way. That's one of the things that I really loved about it. It's a very good way for us to provide a platform for others, members of the healthcare community that work as hard as we do. You know, a lot of us that get to some level of success in the healthcare community, especially minorities, we might be the first in our family that has ever had a job like that. We might be the first in our... So we understand, you know, the struggles that a lot of people go to get to where they want to be. And again, that same thought, that same lady that lost her money back in 2008, you know, so... Being able to provide another safe platform where people can come and grow their wealth, and you have you growing your wealth in an asset that you could touch, feel, and see. And some of these assets, even at some point, like our current asset that we have under contract, our business plan is to hold for a few years, pull out the building equity that we're going into the property with it, return the funds back to the investor, and hold long-term for mailbox money. When one of the things I heard about in the U.S. earlier on was like mailbox money, mailbox. I didn't understand what that was until I came across multifamily.
We know now.
And that this asset class opens up a whole new world of possibilities around you. Like we didn't know going into this individually, doing our own family, we didn't know we could buy $2 million assets or $5 million assets. That's the one aspect of this that is so, so great, because it's a journey of growth. That is why it connects to me so much, because I am so growth minded. And if I'm not growing, I feel like I'm dying. So this is the right asset class for someone always looking to grow.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.